We're talking with George Arachek, who's the senior regional analyst for the W.E. Upjohn Institute. In these parts, he's known mostly in January when he dusts off his crystal ball, puts on his turban, and gives an economic outlook for the lakeshore for the Michigan West Coast Chamber of Commerce. But his look at the first quarter of 2014, talk about employment gains, you were very optimistic about the Holland-Grand Haven area, saying that it was a healthy growth and something that was very, very positive for the entire lakeshore. A little bit about what your group found during the first 3 months of 2014.
Well, you're absolutely right. We found that employment growth was about 1.3% for the first quarter, very strong. And indeed, if you take a look, there's two ways of counting employment. One is by place of work, where people work in Ottawa County. But another way to count employment is by where people live. And when you look at the residents of Ottawa County, you see that there was an increase of 2.7%, a 2.7% increase in employed residents. So either way, it looks really strong. The unemployment rate is now at 5.7%. So things are looking very promising in Ottawa County.
Can you attribute anything to these numbers as to why?
Well, I think when we look at the individual sectors, we're seeing that manufacturing still is strong. We're seeing some life in construction. It's still pretty small, but we are seeing some movement in the construction employment coming back. But then in terms of services, we saw a very strong jump in professional and business services during the first quarter. Now, that does include temporary employment services. So it's very possible that we're still seeing hiring in manufacturing, but it's going through the temporary employment services. But what's amazing about the report in the first quarter is there's very few areas of weakness that we saw. Everything looks strong across the board.
Was it a little surprising to you?
Not really. We as a matter of fact, when we did look at our crystal ball for the Holland Grand Haven area, we thought that 2014 was going to be a good year. And I should say that we do watch two indicators, and they're both positive. The new claims for unemployment insurance is down for the first quarter, and we're seeing an increase in construction starts. So all, it's a very good report.
Apologies if this is an unfair question, George, but sometimes where we are located and situated, we got to take care of two counties, and we talk about Holland Grand Haven. Yes, that's Ottawa County, and let's just say south of 32nd Street gets a little bit slighted. Without maybe having access to total numbers or that way, do you see some spillover down into Allegan County about what's going on in Ottawa?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, the fact that we have a very little data for Allegan County, unfortunately, and you are right that below 32nd Street, our data runs empty. So the data we do have suggests that indeed we see a spillover of that impact of the positive growth in Allegan County as well, and we can support that by the fact that your area east of you, Grand Rapids, also had a very good quarter. So individuals in Allegan County who either get up in the morning and travel to Holland or Grand Haven, or get up in the morning and travel to Wyoming or Kentwood or Grand Rapids, they're seeing increased job opportunities in both regions.
That's Allegan County, George, is it's in the middle of things. I mean, we're talking about some go north to Grand Rapids and Holland, some go south to Kalamazoo, even further south maybe to Benton Harbor and St. Joe. So it's sort of like it's pulled apart. And yeah, it would be nice to be able to diagnose that, but let's just say that for the most part, the entire lakeshore is doing okay. Can we say that based on the numbers we're seeing now, that the second quarter and then maybe the second half of the year of 2014 will follow this, or is it too early to say?
I think that when we look at the national factors and look at our indicators, we're pretty safe in saying that we think it's going to be a good summer for employment growth as well. The car industry is still doing extremely well. Office furniture is starting to see increasing signs of strength. And the national economy, after a hiccup of that first quarter, and it was a hiccup, most people think that it's going to grow in the second and third quarter. So everything points to good, solid employment growth in the summer and even in the fall.